Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to the Load Management Podcast. Why? I don't know.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man, Chops Brandon, of the Complex Sports Podcast, Load Management Podcast. Here, as always, trusty co-host Adam Caporel at Zion Olajide. What's going on, fellas? Happy Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Technically, you're a day early. This is Wednesday when we're taping this.
Yeah, but people are listening to us on Thursday.
Keep up, Adam. Keep up.
Yeah. My vibe, my energy is the problem today.
No, my vibe is always good, bro. You just came with certain energy, so I matched it. Still waiting for my
food. I'm feeling some negative energy. Wait, is Juan going to drop some fucking reviews about your guys' shitty energy?
We're good to go.
Nah, Juan likes me.
College basketball.
I think you are Juan, Zion. Nah. Zion, Juan, that kind of makes sense.
I would never be Juan. I would never take the time to send an Apple review. I don't got time, bro.
Let's get into it. Some picks, maybe? Some college basketball?
I have a college basketball pick for later on, yes.
I'm betting college basketball.
It's on. It's firing away.
Do not listen to any college basketball bets Adam or Chops are making. They do not even.
Listen, UConn's back in the Big East, pal. Mm-hmm. I am full blown paying attention to college basketball again for the first time in 6 years.
Zion, give us some college basketball bets.
No, this is a terrible time to start betting on college basketball.
Why?
You have no idea how these teams look, especially with COVID. You don't know how they prepared. We have no context of what teams
Here's a game that's happening today. It's happening on Thanksgiving, happening today. Gonzaga and Kansas. Gonzaga favored by 4. Zion, what would you pick?
I don't know. I need to see what game from at least...
We know how both those teams look. We know what both those teams
look. No, you don't. You don't. You take the points in that situation.
I would take Gonzaga minus 4. That's easy.
It's not easy.
It's not, actually.
Gonzaga is one of those teams. Obviously, they're always going to be good, especially because their conference is crap. They play bums every conference. Every time in the conference year, they're playing bums. But they have talent. They have a lot of talent. And I just don't know. Kansas lost a couple seniors.
Gonzaga minus 4 would be the bet.
I don't know. We just don't know.
We're fully pivoting. Once NFL ends, we're fully pivoting this to a college basketball betting podcast, by the way, I think. I think that's what the people want.
No.
What are you guys? Are you guys thankful for anything before we get into some NFL picks?
I said last episode I was thankful. I'm not thankful for Adam anymore since of the energy he brought today.
Are you taking away your thankfulness?
I am taking away my thankfulness for Adam. Cross him off the list.
It's been rescinded. I'm not thankful that Adam is not wearing a full shirt during this tape.
And he's biting. What are you biting? A towel?
Yeah, Jerry. What are you, a coach? I got done with the workout, pal. Okay, I'm still sweating.
But why are you biting the towel? I don't get you. Were biting the towel earlier.
You're not even on video right now. So what are you critiquing my getup and my face?
How about we get to some picks?
I didn't get a chance to say what I'm thankful for.
You're not thankful for anything.
I'm thankful
to see you two for the next 4 days. That's what I'm thankful
for. You have no heart.
Yeah. That's right.
Thankful for not seeing us for the next 4 days?
Yes.
I'm gonna FaceTime you every day this weekend then.
I will not be picking up.
That's a lie. You always pick up my FaceTimes. Exactly. Cap. All right, let's get to some NFL picks. That's what the people want to hear. Actually, I just got some locks. Someone just tweeted me some locks. Someone said Gonzaga minus 4 lock. So, Zion, the people have spoken. Gonzaga minus 4 lock. Lock it in. Do it. If you listen to this pod before the game happened, lock it in.
Well, all the money's coming in on Gonzaga because that line opened up at 3.
So, we got to make sure that game happens because all these cancellations are happening in college basketball.
That's another very good point.
I mean, yeah, I have no idea how college basketball is going to happen this year, but, you know, they're playing. I've been watching it all day.
Yeah, well, listen, they're tipping off at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night at the college basketball capital of the world.
What's that?
That's Storrs, Connecticut, pal.
Yikes.
Yikes. Big
That's
yikes.
The truth, actually. Yikes. It's the truth.
We've had enough UConn people on this podcast.
Yeah, we'll get some more on. There's a ton of UConn people galore in the basketball world, okay?
Also, big shout to CJ McCollum. Again, our guest from earlier this week. He was great, and he cemented. Zion, you're locked into that bet. CJ tweeted you. It is locked in. You did not change the terms, so that
because I know I'm complaining smart. Once I win, I'm picking the most expensive wine bottle on the market. The most expensive.
I mean, you didn't put it. There's no rule in there that you get to pick the wine.
You really should renegotiate.
He did say that on the video.
Did we?
Yeah, he said you get to pick.
He said he asked for price point. Zion said no price point. Okay. But you really should renegotiate and ask for more, pal. You really should.
It's locked in. CJ tweeted him. It's locked.
If I ask for a 10,000 bottle of wine, and I'm going to get the 10,000.
That's okay.
Also, I love that the people aggregated the Anthony Edwards thing, and then CJ tweeted about it. And CJ, but he didn't back down from what he said. He was like, literally like, yeah, he needs to learn how to shoot better.
he had fun with it, but people obviously took it like dead serious. Like he was completely shitting on Anthony Edwards, but that's the aggregators for you. But we'll take it.
Yeah, for me. All right, let's get some NFL picks. Week 12, Thanksgiving games, which, you know, we hope you listen, you know, before so you can get these picks in. Two games on Thanksgiving because Ravens Steelers got pushed to Sunday because of fucking COVID, so that's not happening. So we have two games. We have the Houston Texans at the Detroit Lions. Houston is favored by 3 points on the road. Adam, I have a stat for you. I know you like
stats. I have a scintillating stat for Thanksgiving games, but why don't you give me your stat first?
Listen to this.
Okay.
NFL teams coming off a shutout loss are 19-5-1 against the spread since 2015. The Lions were shut out in their last game. Hmm. That's a 79% clip. Give me the Lions.
That's a good stat. You said 71% that's hitting at?
That's 79%. That's high.
79%. Okay. That's stronger than my stat, but that's good to know.
Yeah. So I'm taking the Lions. I'm going with that stat. Shout out to my man TA on Twitter, Cleve TA. Follow him. He's great if you're
into betting. Don't be telling us to follow people who are not us three. All right?
Well, that's not if you're into gambling, he has very good tips. That's all I'm going to say. Like that one. He is very successful.
So do I, pal.
Oh, my God. You don't even gamble. You don't even gamble.
Yikes.
I've been gambling since you were in short pants, okay?
And you stopped. You gambled vicariously through me. So what's your stat? Or, Zion, give your pick. What are you picking tomorrow? Or in this game?
A crap game, a terrible game. But I pick the Texans on just because historically, I don't even know if there are numbers behind this, but it feels like the Lions lose most of the time on Thanksgiving. So I'm just going to roll with the Texans here.
Excellent selection, young Zion. You are correct. The Lions do have a losing record on Thanksgiving. And here's my scintillating first stat of the week. Favorites on Thanksgiving have gone ridiculous 35-13 against the spread in the last 48 Thanksgiving games. That's a 72% clip, slightly less than the stat that Chops gave you, but I'm going to roll with that. Give me the Texans -2.5 over the shitty Detroit Lions.
Okay, so we're on the other side of this. Okay. That's good. My stat, I'm backing that up. I like it. So the second game of the day, Zion, you're going to be watching this game intently, I would imagine, right?
No.
Washington at Dallas, NFC East this battle.
This is of massive importance to you, pal.
This is massively important to the Giants.
No, it doesn't matter.
Why?
We beat Washington, then we beat the Cowboys. We beat Washington twice. So
when did you beat the Cowboys? The Cowboys beat you guys.
Oh, we're going to beat the Cowboys at the end of the season.
No, see, it's massively important. The Giants should be rooting for Washington to win this game.
We control our own destiny, my guy.
You literally don't. If you lose to the Cowboys in the last game, you literally
exactly.
don't control
that's, your destiny. That's controlling your destiny. If you win those games that you should win, they control their destiny and they win.
You should be rooting for Washington in this game.
I'm rooting for nobody. This is 4:30. I'll be having dinner with my family, not caring a thing.
Hold up. 4:30?
Yes, 4:30, 5-ish.
Is when you eat for dinner on Thanksgiving? You eat... Thanksgiving dinner should be done around 3 o'clock at the latest.
No, listen.
All right, we're not getting into fucking bad traditions.
No,
here.
Let's get into it. Let's get into this real quick.
Let's not get into it because
Adam, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner?
It's Nancy prepares dinner rather late, so we don't sit down until almost 6 o'clock. Nancy is a little bit unhabitual. Not habitual. She's a little bit late delivering dinner, but she did a great job.
3 o'clock is usually the staple of a Thanksgiving dinner.
No, it's not, bro.
That's the perfect time. I'm usually drunk by the time I get to dinner because Nancy delivers it so late, so.
Okay, we don't want... That sounds like a personal problem. All right, so let's get to this game. You guys are wild on those Thanksgiving times. Time to eat. Tweet me when you eat Thanksgiving dinner. Peachops_. Tweet me. I want to see something. Okay. Dallas is favored in this game. They're coming off a win against the Vikings. Washington coming off a win against the Bengals, but Joe Burrow got hurt. Obviously, super important game because the division, both these teams are still in it. Adam, I like your stat for this game. Give me Dallas here to cover and win.
I mean, like I said, I do not care about this game.
You literally do. You're lying. You were lying about that.
I do not because someone has to win. That's the problem. Someone has to win. So, like, I don't care who wins.
Shouldn't you be rooting for a tie then?
No, because I hate the ties. The ties are what got the Eagles on top right now. I'll give the Cowboys the win just because Andy Dalton is competent to some degree, a little bit.
Yeah, as I gave you that stat earlier, 72% of the time the favorites in the last 48 Thanksgiving games have hit. It opened at 1. It's up to 3 because the Cowboys looked competent last week, beating the Vikings? I'm losing track already of all this stuff.
They lost the Vikings. They beat the Vikings.
Yeah. They beat the Vikings, yes. Again, home team, favorite. Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys laying the 3 points.
Okay. We'll come back to Ravens Steelers because it's not happening Thursday night. Let's jump to this one. Raiders at Atlanta Falcons. Raiders coming off a close loss to the Chiefs. Falcons coming off a dud against the Saints in a game everybody thought they would win. Or not win, but at least be close, and they got blown out. Saints defense is hitting on all cylinders right now. Raiders are hot. Or not. My bad. I don't know why I'm talking about the Saints. Falcons obviously struggling. I don't know if Julio is going to be playing. Raiders rolling. Give me the Raiders minus 3 to win this.
Are the Raiders rolling? Why'd you say the Raiders are rolling? They just lost.
They are. Week. They've been playing very good.
They're playing solid, but they still lost last week. But
but they lost because they played Patrick Mahomes. Like Mahomes.
Raiders win this game. Falcons, yeah, because the Falcons are going to Falcon as always.
I'm actually surprised there isn't more support for the Raiders here, especially since this game opened as a pick'em and it's now up to 3. But yeah, like you guys, I can't trust the Falcons. You know,
if this goes higher than 3, I might think.
Listen, if you got it at pick'em, that's great. You know, you wonder if there's an emotional letdown from losing that game with the Raiders. I forget what the rest of the schedule looks like. I should have researched this before I started on this. But yeah, I'm not gonna overthink it. Give me the Raiders minus 3.
Yeah. Let's keep it moving. Cardinals at Patriots. Cardinals on the road are 2-point favorites right now from what I'm seeing. Patriots coming off that bad loss to the Texans. Cardinals lost to Seattle, but they have now an extended time to kind of get ready for this one. Two weird teams who kind of, like, both these teams are sort of inconsistent, you know? Cardinals, theoretically, the Cardinals should be on a 3-game losing streak if you take out that Hail Mary, because they lost to the Dolphins. They won the Hail Mary.
I'm just
saying they're a good team and they're fun, but it's not like they're world beaters right now.
They can't, like the Browns.
I mean, the Browns have continued to win games. Yes. So, give me the Cardinals minus 2, but I don't love it. I'm not in love with this.
Cardinals win this game. Patriots been kind of. They should have won last week. That was a tough loss. But Cardinals. I got to give the Cardinals. Even though we can't, it's gonna disprove Adam's theory. West Coast team.
That's already been disproven. He's been on the Raiders. He picked the Raiders. He's already going against
them. Yeah,
I'm picking and choosing to use that stat this week.
Oh Lord, waffler.
It says the ace, you're waffling right now. Like, the most least consistent stat of all time.
So your pick is the Cardinals there, pal.
Yes, just to confirm. Yeah, I said that, yes.
Okay, excellent pick, Young Zion. Chop, you said it's at 2. I see it at 2.5 right now. And just like the Raiders-Falcons game, Cardinals-Patriots open up as a pick'em. And all the money, 90% of the money, has come flooding in the Cardinals for good reason. I'm going to throw out the West Coast team on the East Coast with a 1 p.m. kickoff in this case, because I just think the Cardinals are a superior team and the Patriots are so goddamn inconsistent. Again, I can't trust them, so give me Arizona.
I like it. So let's move on to New York Giants at Cincinnati Bengals. Giants are, I'm seeing minus 6 right now.
I have 5.5, but yeah, it's gone up.
It's going up. Bengals just placed some guys on the COVID list. They're obviously without Burrow. It was announced today that Brandon Allen is starting a quarterback for the Bengals.
Could you pick him out of a lineup?
No.
Nor could I.
Brandon Allen. The Giants defense is too good for this. Give me the six. Give me the Giants in the six on the road.
Listen.
Also, 74% of the money is coming in on the Giants.
Oh, look
massive,
at you.
But,
yeah, listen, get well, Joe Burrow. Get well, my guy. Get well.
It's a tough one.
But I cannot say I feel bad for him this week, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Giants en route to the NFC East title, 3 in a row, and their first blowout win of the season. Let's go, G-Man.
Excellent pick, Young Zion. Scintillating stat number 2 of the week. The Giants are 6-1 against the spread in the last 7 road games versus a team with a losing home record. And additionally, the Giants are actually 21-7 against the spread in the last 28 road games. So take the Giants on the road, even though it is a big number. But, I mean, the Bengals got to be demoralized from losing Burrow, their future, another. And who Brandon Allen, who actually started a few games for the Broncos last year. And, again, no
Brandon Allen actually beat the Browns last year.
There you go. Well, how about that? That's a little tidbit right there. I don't see him. I don't see him beating the Giants on Sunday. So I'm going to take the Giants, even though it is a big number to cover on the
road. I would also take the under in this game. It's 43 right now. I would think about taking that under.
Why?
That's a low number, though. That's very
it's
reachable.
A low number, but I just don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring.
Nah, Danny Dimes doesn't turn the ball over on the road the way he does at MetLife.
I don't think the Bengals are going to be scoring. The Giants' defense is pretty legit. I don't see the Bengals scoring.
Oh, wow.
You're giving them a lot of credit there, pal.
They have a very good defense.
Legit?
Secondary is very good.
Secondary's been good.
Bradbury is picking off.
Secondary's
Brandon
been good.
Allen
I'll
twice.
Give you that.
Okay, let's move on to my Cleveland Browns. Going to Jacksonville. Finally. Finally, a fucking game outside of the trash Ohio weather. Hopefully, it's good weather. They deserve to have a good weather game.
Did you check the Jacksonville forecast?
Yeah,
it's supposed to rain, but Florida's. Of course, it's supposed to rain. Of course, it is. The forecast has one day of rain, and it's Sunday for the whole week. It's like 40% chance. It's like 40% chance. So let's see. I'm seeing this line off the board. Or do you see this?
As am I. It is off the board, but we'll go with the
It was six. It was six. It was Browns minus six. The thing is, Denzel Ward is out. Miles is out. Jacksonville is having all kinds of issues. They're starting Mike Glennon at quarterback. This is going to be an awful game to watch.
Mike Glennon's still in the NFL?
He's still in the NFL. Jake Luton got pulled. He's done. His NFL career is over. Give me the Browns at whatever this line opens back up at. If it's five, if it's six, I would still take the Browns. I think they win this by 10, 11 points.
Boy, do you guys got the easiest schedule I've ever seen? Like, it's
you
not
play
even.
Who, you play who you
nah,
play.
It's not even fair. Like, you guys
aren't
even
that
good.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, pal.
You guys aren't even that good, bro. You're just playing the easiest teams in the NFL.
Hey, what did Kevin Stefanski and
also
CJ McCollum say?
Who cares?
There's no such thing as ugly wins. They're all pretty, baby.
Who cares? The Browns win. But
all that to take the Browns. Adam,
why would I take the Jaguars?
Take the Jaguars, buddy.
What are you picking?
I said Browns.
He picked the Browns.
Okay. I have to take the Browns here. As much as I want to somehow.
Is this
justify,
the first time you picked the Browns this season?
No, I think I may have picked them once before. But
no,
I,
straight up. I'm saying straight up because you picked them to win.
No, no,
some
I
bets,
did for the website picks, which you guys can log on to complex.com.
And that I am sports. Also leading in. I am in first is place.
And
easily.
Gives it
cruises.
And whatever, pal. but yeah, no, I did pick the Browns straight up, and I'm going to lay the points here. Bonus pick. If you've seen the Browns, again, their easy schedule this year, as Zion and I will point out every goddamn week of the NFL season, the Browns have pounded these shitty teams and put up a ton of points. So I think the over-under opened at 46.5, and it's up to almost 49, but that's very reachable for the Browns. So I would take the over here as a bonus bet.
The Jaguars without Josh Allen on the defensive line, and they're missing a few other. Yeah. I think if you're into props, whatever you see the Nick Chubb over on rushing yards is, I would think about taking the over.
Very disappointed if the Browns don't put up like 31 to 35 points easily.
Yeah, they should be scoring points.
So take their team total over also.
Quarterback.
All right, Carolina Panthers at Minnesota Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater looks like he's going to play.
Yeah,
Chris McCaffrey is out.
Damn.
Again, yeah, Chris McCaffrey is just having a disappointing season.
Come on, bro.
I'm having to look up these lines. COVID is just fucking shit up. 3.5. Minnesota is favored by 3.5 here. Coming off a bad loss to the Vikings Adam Thielen might be on the COVID list. We don't know.
You said bad loss to the Vikings.
Vikings bad loss to the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys. I'm messing all this up today. Oh, my bad, guys. Vikings bad loss to the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the home favorite here. Give me the Vikings 3.5 to cover. I think they they're still in the playoff race. I think they're just playing for more.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Because Teddy's back. Is Mike
PJ Walker didn't look too bad in that yeah, game.
I mean, it's not very hard to not look bad. But is Mike Davis healthy?
Yeah, Mike Davis is playing.
Because the Panthers aren't that bad. They are not that bad of a team, but I'll give it to the Vikings here just to play it safe. Just to play my record safe, you know. But I think the Panthers put up a fight.
Young Zion is correct that the Panthers are not bad, but they do not stop the run very well. And what do the Vikings excel at?
And Dalvin Cook, exactly.
Yes. So because of Dalvin Cook and because the Panthers have struggled against the run this season, I have to go with the Vikings at home. Even though it's 3 in the hook, the bets are even distributed. The money's relatively evenly distributed. But that run defense for the Panthers scares me. So, yeah, give me Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Good one here. Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis Colts. We have it as 3.5. I don't know if that has changed because DeForest Buckner, the Colts' standout defensive lineman, is on the COVID list, and that's a major loss for the Colts' defense if he can't play. So I don't know if this has changed, but it doesn't matter to me because I'm taking the Titans anyways. They get revenge. These teams usually split their matchups in the season. One team wins, the other, you know, they both win. I think that happens again. I know the Colts just blow them out on the road. I think Tennessee gets their revenge in Indy. Phillip's a little beat up. So give me the Titans here on the road, underdogs.
Yeah, this is – I've consistently picked against the Colts.
And they keep proving you wrong?
Yes. So I will again pick against the Colts to see if they can prove me wrong again. Because I'm going with the Titans here, especially off that last week overtime win. They got some momentum going.
With no DeForest Buckner, Derrick Henry is going to have a field day. I really truly believe so. Adam, what are you thinking?
Yeah, you guys both make compelling cases and chops. My initial thinking was along your lines. Titans are coming off, you know, or what Zion said, Titans are coming off a resounding win. What you said, chops, is that, you know, these division rivals that are relatively good generally split these games, and we saw the Colts beat up the Titans a few weeks ago. But as I'm looking at the distribution of bets, the Colts are only getting 25% of the bets in this, and they're good. Like, I mean, you can.
Oh, now they're good.
Come on.
Browns beat them. Let's go bring the tape back.
Oh, all right, but the Colts just beat the Packers.
They weren't.
And they
good
beat the
yet.
Titans.
So the Browns beat the Colts. Okay.
However you want to define good, but are the Colts not the leaders in the AFC South?
They are.
Okay. So if they're a division leader right now, you have to, unless you're the NFC East, if you're a division leader in football, you have to be considered good. So if you tell me the good team is only getting in potentially the better team here, who already beat the other team, is only getting 25% of the bets, that's kind of like a signal to me that I'm going to go the other way here and I'm going to lay the points. I hate that I'm taking another favorite, but I'm doing it again.
The Buckner news. I was going to take
the Buckner news is legit. 100%.
I was going to take the Colts before the Buckner news. Legit.
I'm trying to do like triple reverse psychology here, and maybe I'm psyching myself out of it, but it's a red flag that only 25% of the bets are coming in on the Colts, which should be the better team. So I'm going to lay the 3 points with the home team.
Okay. I got my first upset of the the Titans is kind of an upset, but I got a big upset here. Chargers at Bills, +5.5. Chargers, baby. Justin Herbert goes in there. I don't know if they – I think they win. I think
you're advocating a money line play also.
I'm saying take the Chargers money line. I feel strongly about this. Justin Herbert's figuring out that dude can fucking play football. He is very good.
Wait. So you're picking the Chargers to win too, straight up?
I'm picking the Chargers straight up. Money line play.
You are nuts.
I am feeling very, for some reason, I have a feeling about this one. I feel very good.
Did you check the Buffalo weather forecast, pal?
Let me see. Hold up.
You kind of pushing it with this one, my guy. I'm sorry.
I'm giving the people a money line upset.
That is not the upset to happen. The Bills are also coming off a bye.
Sunday, 50 degrees and sunny. We're fine. Justin Herbert's going to
slip. Nah, that means the Bills are – because if it was the other way, I would have said, okay, the Bills don't have a running game, so they might get screwed. But no, they're not off a bye. They're not losing to the Chargers. Nah. Okay. They're a good team. They're gonna win. Bills win.
What do you think, Adam?
Kind of going back and forth on this one. The Bills are definitely the better team, and
you want to take it
for the 1 millionth time. The West Coast team with a 1 o'clock kickoff on the East Coast, a little dicey. But I think I'm with you, Chops. I think I'm going to take some points here. I'm not going to advocate a money line play. I don't believe in the Chargers that much, but you know, 5.5, 6. If you can get up near 6, the Chargers again have been, how many one score games have the Chargers been in? That's all they play is one score games.
Every Chargers game is the same.
Yeah, it's close. It's a bitter, agonizing loss. So yeah, if they've been in these games for the most part, you're going to give me 6 points. I have to take it. So give me the Chargers.
Okay. Let's do this game. Let's go back to Ravens Steelers because they just announced when it will be played, and it's going to still be on NBC national television. It's going to be played at 1:15 on Sunday. So
disgusting.
Like 10 minutes later from when the other games start. We don't know a line here, I don't think. It was Steelers -4, I saw. Should we just assume that it's going to be somewhere around that? Whatever it is, as long as it doesn't get to double digits, give me the Steelers. The Ravens are going to be missing too many pieces. It's in Pittsburgh. Lamar doesn't play great in Pittsburgh. Give me the Steelers here. That's what I'm doing.
This is going to be the quote-unquote upset of the week.
Oh, my God.
How are you justifying this? But go ahead.
It's an upset because the Ravens are the underdog here. They're half of their offense, well, with the running backs, have COVID. It's going to basically be Lamar versus the Steelers. If we're being real, it's going to be Lamar versus Steelers. And Lamar is going to be the one to do it. The Steelers' 10-0 record is over. It's over, ladies and gentlemen.
I just don't see it happening.
Listen, I can give you trends that would point why you should take the Ravens, because the road team in this series is 6-2 against the spread in the last 8 meetings, and the Ravens are actually 4-1-1 against the spread in their last 6 in Pittsburgh. But again, Lamar against a good team, the way the Steelers have played, if you want to call them a fraud, which Young Zion has pretty much the entire season, ooh, that's up for debate. You've called the Steelers a fraudulent team.
I think the Steelers have fraud tendencies, but I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it either.
It's like Lamar just has not played well against these better teams. I gotta take the Steelers.
They're too beat up. They're gonna be without Calais Campbell, a few other linebackers,
So with all the COVID shit and all the Steelers being pissed about game moving, I could see the Steelers spanking the Ravens.
Can we just say the Steelers players being upset is fucking a joke? Like, it's fucking COVID, guys.
Agreed, but who knows? Stop that could fucking spice crying. It up.
Juju's just mad because he can't TikTok on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, stop fucking crying,
grow up.
Grow up. You're professional football players. You're playing on Sunday. Who gives a shit? Like,
you can't play on Thanksgiving, bro.
But we all do lose though.
It's like an extra bye week. I understand you're gonna miss some days off, but it's COVID. You shouldn't be doing anything anyways. Fucking chill.
Yeah, that's why they're losing, because of that soft mentality. Yeah, they're losing, man.
I can't go with you on that.
It does suck that we lose the Thursday night.
It does. No, it really sucks. So we're not gonna have Thursday night NFL football because, that game was way better than the other two, and it's just like at night. I mean, it's just not going to be anything to watch. You know, when we're
college basketball,
I'm just going to have to watch Christmas Vacation. Basketball. I guess I'm going to watch Christmas Vacation and eat some leftovers.
There were games lined
Charlie
up.
Charlie
Brown Christmas. Okay, last of the 1 o'clock games. Miami Dolphins going to the Jets. How is this only 7 points? Has it changed?
That's 7. Dolph-
is Tua starting?
Yeah.
Tua has an injury. They're saying Tua has a finger injury.
I think it's a brain injury.
What? What are you talking about?
What? Where did that come from? Jesus.
That man stuck it up.
Y'all are mean. This podcast is very disrespectful to Tua. You two, not me.
No, excuse me. Young Zion is disrespectful to Tua, not me.
No, why? Because I said thought he had a Heisman.
He's just good.
We played it off professionally. All
and
right,
then
relax,
and
pal.
Then Zion just said he has a brain injury.
Nah, because he stunk it up.
Tua didn't. He was limited in practice today with a finger injury. The whole Fitzpatrick thing was weird. I can't believe this line is only 7, though. You know what? Give me the Jets. Give me the Jets +7. That offense is humming, Adam. Denzel Mims is back, and that offense is kind of looking not too bad. They can't stop anybody, but they're scoring points.
Did you just say an 0-10 team's offense is humming?
Compared to what it was in September, yes, 1,000,000%.
Compared to what it was in September,
do not say
that. They have like 8 touchdowns the last.
I mean, Joe Flacco was missing wide open receivers left and right here and there, but yes,
but Darnold's playing this week, right? Darnold.
I didn't check the latest report on him. I think it's leaning towards that way, but you are correct. It doesn't matter. Well, again, I hope they lose. But you're right that Denzel Mims has looked very impressive. I guess his hamstrings are now fully charged up after they were in tatters.
Zion, you're taking the Dolphins here. We don't even need to talk about it.
I'm with you, Chops. I'm going to take the Jets plus.
Let's do it. They covered last week. Let's roll with the Jets.
So they've been competitive the last several weeks. Yeah. So let's see if that continues. Yeah. I would give
Adam Gase a contract extension.
Let's relax. Let's calm down.
I hate how the NFL schedules these games sometimes. Only 3 4 o'clock games this week. Which
it's
kind of sucks.
Ridiculous.
Why would they put Steelers Ravens in another 1 o'clock?
Because Fox has the national window at 4 o'clock, so they can't put it at 4 o'clock.
Mm. Okay, so first 4 o'clock game, Saints at Broncos. Broncos are +5.5 at home. Taysom Hill is starting a quarterback again. He had his moments, I guess, last week. I don't know. I don't even know what that fucking game was. Saints defense is really good, so I'm gonna go with the Broncos to cover here because they usually stay close in games, and I don't trust Taysom Hill on the road. So give me Broncos +5.5.
Man, it's still free Jameis over here, man. Free Jameis. Let Jameis get a shot, man.
Let Jameis cook.
Taysom Hill is not an NFL quarterback. He's a great playmaker, but he is not an NFL quarterback. But the Saints do win here.
He also sunk my fantasy team. Alvin Kamara like barely got any fucking touches last week.
It's crazy. You see what's going on. I'm not going to say what's going on, but you can infer what is going on. But that is another discussion.
Why don't you just say it, pal?
No. Say it, buddy. No. People know. If you listen to this podcast enough,
you know what Zion's getting at.
You know what I'm getting at.
Race
I already know. I already know what Adam's taking.
What am I taking?
100%. You're 100% taking Broncos plus.
Excellent selection. Correct.
Yeah.
It's actually it's at 6.5 on my board. So if you get 6.5 points.
If you see 6.5, 7 points, jump
1,000,000% take the Broncos.
Yeah, 100%. That defense isn't bad.
No.
Drew Lock.
I'm not trusting Taysom Hill on the road. Yeah, no. Getting 6.5 points? Never. Hell no.
Here we go. Rent money game. Rent money on the Broncos spread. Do it.
If you want to lose,
I'm not that confident, but I admire.
Rent money game of the week, baby.
Okay. I have a different
rent money. I'm 1-1 in rent money games. That's not bad.
If you want to be homeless, listen to Chops. If you want to be homeless.
We're getting towards the end of the month.
I have another Christmas present money of the game, a game of the week, so I'll save it for a little bit later.
Okay. I'm guessing. Well, this game's on CBS, Adam. The Fox doesn't have a late window.
Fox always has a 4 o'clock window.
This game's on CBS, 4:25. This is the national game of the week. It's Kansas City Chiefs at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm looking at it right now.
All right, then I'm wrong.
Yeah, so that's Jim Nance and Tony Romo doing this game. Oh, that should be a good one. But Chiefs-Bucks, I have a huge problem with this game, guys. Because Adam, what's my rule? No, but here's the thing. I have two rules for gambling. I have two rules for gambling. I always bet on Brady coming off a loss. Yikes. But you know what my second rule is? I never bet against Patrick Mahomes. I'm going with the second rule on this one. Give me the Chiefs -3.
It's really not very hard. Do you see it at -3, Adam?
Give
me the Chiefs -3. I don't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Bro, the way Tom Brady looked last week, man, we need Keyshawn on next week, man. Keyshawn, come back, bro. Come back. You're looking very silly. Very silly. Tom Brady is looking washed.
But, excuse me, Young Zion, you and I both deserve our credit because we picked the Rams as straight up upset winners.
You guys did.
So patting myself on the back and patting you on the back.
But I'm taking away from you guys because you guys have been calling the Rams fraud for like 6 weeks.
I said offensive frauds.
I didn't say they were frauds.
I called them offensive frauds.
If they were frauds, I wouldn't have picked it. I wouldn't have picked them.
Okay. But so I'm going. So my two rules of gambling, always bet on Brady coming off a loss and never bet against Patrick Mahomes. I'm breaking rule one for
number two. That first rule does not apply to this season.
Zion, that first rule has been undefeated this year.
No, that's because they played a scrub team after losing. Of course.
It doesn't matter how it works. It works.
The Chiefs are going to blow these suckers out. Oh, my goodness. Tom Brady, what is the record now? They got to be dropping.
They're 7-4, I think. 7.
All right. Yeah, they'll drop to 7-5. They're not winning the NFC, that's for sure.
They're pretty firmly in the playoffs, which is good for them. They don't get to play in the cutthroat AFC. Adam, what are you thinking? I know what you're thinking.
80% of the money is coming in on the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
I really want to go the other way, but logic is screaming at me to take the Chiefs. So
you want to go the other way? I never bet against Brady coming off a loss.
I know. So it's at 3.5, which I don't love, but yeah, the Chiefs are a superior team. So give me Kansas City. Give me Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. It's a rule. And it has been very, very, very successful. Okay, Sunday Night Football this week.
We did miss one 4 o'clock game, pal.
What?
You missed 49ers-Rams.
Oh, I don't even have it on. Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I do see it now. My bad. 49ers-Rams, my bad. Rams favored by 7 against the 49ers. Yeah, take it. 49ers. I think that's... Not take it. Not 49ers. Rams -7. Take the Rams. Their defense is too good.
Yeah, this is pretty easy. 49ers still beat up. They're trash this year, basically. Rams putting together a nice, quiet season, man. They might be, you know, NFC contenders. I don't know.
They're good. That defense is remarkable. Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald are very, very good.
We have to start respecting the Rams a little bit more here in this podcast, and I guess we'll start
this week.
I'm going to take the Rams -7. I've seen it at 6.5. That'd be a little bit better. A
little bit.
It's a lot of points for a division rivalry game, or you know, division rivals. But as you guys stated, the 49ers are beat the fuck up.
Nick Mullins is playing quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So, and how good Goff looked without really being reliant on the play action. That was pretty impressive. So you hope they carry that momentum, and if they play, you know, three quarters as well as they did against the Bucs, they should usually pound the 49ers. So give me the Rams.
Listen, the Dodgers won, the Lakers won.
Uh-oh.
Is it time? Is the three-peat coming?
Hey, I don't know. I'm not going out that far.
Let's calm
down. Hey, you never know.
Let's slow the roll.
All right. So Sunday Night Football, Chicago Bears going to Green Bay. Green Bay coming off a loss. Looks like Chicago is starting Mitch Trubisky. Foles didn't practice. Trubisky practiced in full. So it looks like Trubisky is back starting. The line is... Do you see a line for this one?
Yep. Why don't you guess the line? How about that?
I would say Packers -6.
Higher, pal.
7?
Higher.
8?
8.5.
Eesh.
Mm-hmm. I was a little high.
Give me the Bears +8.5. Trubisky typically does well in division games, and I think he's going to surprise some people with the way he's going to try and prove some things. I think
who is he surprising?
Who knows? I think
how many chances is this man going to get?
I think the Packers win, but I think the Bears keep it close. Division game, yeah, that's way too many points. The Packers defense is trash, by the way. I cannot believe the Packers lost that fucking game against the Colts. That shit broke my heart.
Yeah.
That defense is so trash. But and also, people don't fucking send death threats to players, by the way. As upset as you can be, do not send death threats to players, please. I can't believe we have to say that. But give me the Bears in this game.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to let another one slide. This is a big game for him. Rival game. Aaron Rodgers, big game. He's going to carry him.
The Bears are 5-14 against the spread in the last 19 meetings with the Packers. And the Packers are 14-3 against the spread in the last 17 games following an against the spread loss. So those two trends right there are screaming take the Packers. But I'm not laying 8.5 points in a rivalry game. So even if Trubisky's under center, even if the Packers should blow the doors off the Bears, who obviously do still have a very good defense, and you would think that the Packers would get it going after last week's performance. I got to take 8.5 points in a rivalry game. So give me Chicago.
Yeah, all day and every day, including Sunday night. Let's move on. For some reason, the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in primetime. They are playing on Monday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle is -5, coming off a big win against the Cardinals.
Will young Zion be watching this game?
Zion, I will. Do you care about? Oh, so you care?
I care about this game because
why?
The Eagles are technically in first place, right? Technically,
whoever wins the Dallas Washington game is going to be in first place, right?
No.
Yes, they are.
How?
They're going to have 4 wins. Whoever wins that game.
No, and we're going to have 4 wins too when we beat the Bengals. Keep up, pal.
But if Dallas wins, Dallas
don't be
would
using
be
my pals.
Even,
no. And Zion, we have
you,
the best.
They have
division.
The tiebreaker over you. They would be.
We
in the
have the best division record.
It doesn't head-to-head tiebreaker break.
We didn't play the second. It don't matter. It don't matter because we're gonna be in first place. Regardless,
you literally won't if Dallas wins. I'm just letting
really
you know.
Because we have a second game to play.
But
we,
still, right?
We still
at
have
point,
we still have the better place. Division record. So
it
either way,
it doesn't matter.
We'll still be tied for first place. Stop worrying about my team. The Browns are not gonna win their division. So don't worry, you know.
The
don't
Browns
worry
are going
about
to the playoffs, buddy. That's all that matters.
And we could go to the playoffs too, and win our division.
In the worst division in the history of
and
football,
and still host the playoff game. So, thank you. I'll take it. But yeah, where we go to? Yeah, I'm watching.
I didn't. Did I make? I didn't make my pick for this yet. We got held up arguing. Seattle -5. The Eagles are terrible. Jalen Hurts should be the starting quarterback. They need to bench Carson Wentz. That's simple. Give me Seattle.
Yes, Seattle beats up on Eagles here. Russell Wilson gets another win. And the Giants take first place as Chops doesn't know because he does not keep up with division winning teams because his team can't win a division.
Bro, literally if the Cowboys wins, it doesn't matter what the Giants do. The Cowboys will be in first place.
Nope. Yes. But go ahead, Adam.
The two of you. This is your bet the Christmas presents money, and that is put it on the Seahawks, and don't worry for a goddamn second. Carson Wentz is atrocious right now, and I know the Seattle defense is a little suspect, but I mean...
They played well against the Cardinals. They did.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But with how bad Carson has been and how much of a disaster the Eagles have been overall, put your money on the Seahawks. Do not worry about it. Double down, triple down, and you'll have a shit ton of money to spend on yourself this Christmas season.
I can't believe it's only 5.5. I would think it'd be at least.
I mean, it jumped up. The game opened at 3. Listen, if you were lucky enough to get at 3 when it opened earlier this week,
congratulations.
Exactly. Amen. You know, hallelujah. Congrats. You know, mazel tov. All the fucking congratulatory things. But even if it's at 5 right now, I have no qualms laying those points for the Seahawks. They should pound the Eagles.
Yep, I am in full agreement.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You said you had a college basketball pick. Did we already do that? Did you already give that?
Well, no. I mean, technically it's going down tonight on Wednesday when we're taping this, so...
Just say it so we know when you're wrong.
Just say it so we can clown
I
you,
would.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to clown me next week when UConn covers a 25.5 points against Central Connecticut State tonight?
You know one of your players just got suspended?
Whom would that be?
I don't know, but someone tweeted that they got suspended for playing.
I missed that breaking news, pal.
Yes, so...
the fear in Adam's face right now.
It better not be James Bouknight. That's all I care. Let me look this up.
Let's see. It's not,
that's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's Tyrese Martin. Tyrese Martin.
He's not one of the top six, seven players yet, so it's all good.
I can't wait till we pivot to a full college basketball
UConn
podcast.
UConn is back in the Big East,
baby. I'm so excited.
We are not doing that. Y'all watch college basketball.
That's this week's show. I'm thankful for you guys. Are we good now? Are we all thankful for each other? Are we back to, you know, being
I'm thankful for Adam. I'm thankful for Chops.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for Jasmine and Misha.
Yes, the whole team, the whole squad,
Happy
baby.
Thanksgiving, y'all.
No, I told you, I'm thankful. I'm
Nothing
thankful for my
Nothing's back. Look at this.
I said
pure haters.
I'm not
oh
picking
my
up.
God. I'm FaceTiming you this whole weekend.
College
football. Can I give some college football picks that I like?
What beef do you have with me, young Zion?
I was going to say, you're not thankful. Are you thankful for Black Lives, Adam?
I'm thankful for the Black Lives Matter movement that have hopefully educated a shit ton of people who were ignorant and ridiculous with their old views earlier this year. So, yes, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm thankful for you, pal. I'm thankful for some others.
Oh, wow, he said it. Let's go. Hey.
You know, lock of the week, college football lock of the week, Notre Dame, UNC over 68, hammer it. It's a Friday game, Black Friday game, hammer it. That's my college football lock of the week. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for gambling. I am thankful for being able to spend reckless amounts of money on sports. It is my favorite thing to do. Adam, are you buying anything on Black Friday? Are you going to shop at all, like maybe a TV or something?
I need a new soundbar.
Okay, that's boring. Zion, are you going to splurge, or was the PS5 your splurge of the year?
Nah, yeah, I already got my PS5. I don't need nothing else. Unless y'all want to buy me another PS5, you know.
Why do you need to?
So I can sell the other one for $1,500.
On that note, we'll see you guys next week. Appreciate you guys for listening. If you haven't done so, go listen to our Tuesday episode, CJ McCollum on there, talking Browns, NBA, a lot of NBA comments, a lot of free agent comments about, you know, Trez, the season starting too soon, saying they got played. And we also have a Kirk Herbstreit interview on there. Props to Kirk. He nailed the college football playoff. He predicted the first rankings. He had it down.
He probably knew it before.
No, they said last night that they don't get told before unless, I mean, you know, he nailed it, though. He nailed it, so... maybe he knew. I don't know. But go listen to that if you haven't done so. Listen to the pod on Spotify, Apple. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review. 5-star review. Juan, you cannot leave any more reviews. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Peace out. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.